Welcome back to WSAU Feedback. I'm Chris Conley. I promised you that we would talk about something that's happening in the real estate world. This is a real estate trend, and it actually has its origins in Connecticut. So let me quickly tell you the story. Then we'll have some time for calls, too, if you'd like to sign off on whether or not you think this should be allowed or not allowed, or whether or not you would care or not care. There was a family in Connecticut. They bought a classic old home. In fact, if you saw this home, you would think, wow, this home is really neat. It's one of those old colonial homes. It kind of has one of those turrets in the front. And if you walked in through the front door, I mean, you'd like all of the wood paneling and all of the pretty elaborate wood finishings in this home. It's one of those homes that had a big wraparound porch. You know, you'd walk up two or three steps, and then there'd be a big porch that you could sit on there in the summer. It was, you know, a partially enclosed porch with an overhang. Inside the home, it had some unusual features that actually the people who bought it said we really like. We think this is one of the things that makes the place neat. That as you walk into the front door, there were these sliding stained glass doors that could kind of partition off a part of the living room. So you could pull these doors together, and then you could have like a little parlor in the front, separate from your larger living room in the back. I said, wow, you know, like we could put a dining room in here, and you wouldn't have to look at the dining room table, but we could pull these nice doors closed, and then you have like a parlor in the front. They also liked that the basement was partially finished, and for an older house, you know, that's kind of unusual, that the basement was actually had areas that could be lived in and used as living space instead of a dirt floor basement or a low ceiling basement. In fact, there was a lot of unusual tile work in the basement. I said, wow, I mean, they've got running water in the basement. That's unusual for a home. So, I mean, if you wanted to make, say, the basement into an extra bedroom or even a guest apartment, you could do that. Tiling in the basement is kind of unusual, but it means you could put in, like, a separate bathroom down there, too. Are you getting where this is going? Do you see what this house was beforehand? This house was a funeral home before the people bought it. And they did not know that when they moved in. And they contend that the house is haunted. Now, this is not a news story. This was a story that was in the news when I was doing news in Connecticut, and I've been here in Wisconsin for 10 years. In fact, this story has been told by Hollywood, and the family who bought the home actually made a lot of money by selling the script to it. So there is some question about whether they really thought the home was haunted or whether they were just creeped out on it. But we do believe that they did not realize that they, in fact, were living in a home that was used as a funeral parlor. And the people before them apparently didn't know that either. It was used as a funeral parlor several owners before this family bought it. And the movie that came from it is A Haunting in Connecticut. And I know it's hard to keep all of the horror movies, haunted house movies, they all blend into one for me. Well, Connecticut passed a law that you have to disclose if a house was used as a funeral parlor to the owners. That's part of the sale contract. One of the things that has to be checked off on the contract for sale, you know, does this home have lead paint? Does this home have problems with the roof or structural problems? Has this home been used as a funeral parlor? Well, now there are states that say one of the things you have to disclose is whether something violent happened in the home. For instance, if there was an axe murder in the house, should the new owners know about that? There are 16 states, 16 of them now, that have that kind of disclosure law, that now you have to say, by the way, you know, that bedroom that you're sleeping in, that husband that lived there two people before you did something not very nice to his wife and kids there. I have mixed feelings about this. First of all, because I'm a skeptic on all of these supernatural things. I know this sounds like something we should talk about on our overnight program, Coast to Coast. Also, I don't think that people who are selling a home, they shouldn't have, to me, this unfair burden placed on them to disclose that, you know, well, 40 years ago, before we owned the property, by the way, something awful happened here and you have to know about that. I know also there are people on the other side of this who have a separate opinion, say, yeah, I want to know. And it's like they want to know from the buyer and seller and the real estate agent, not by having a neighbor from across the street say, you know, in 1937, you know what happened in your house? So anyway, there are states that now have this on the ballot, and there are states that are putting this on as an insurance and as a real estate regulation. You have to disclose awful things that happened in your house. Agree or disagree? If something like that happened in the home you are living in now, would you be happier not knowing? Should you have to know? 715-845-2155 if you'd like to weigh in on what really is a legitimate issue in the real estate circles. Realtors hate this law because, of course, they're in the business of selling houses. And when they finally match up the right buyer with a property that they actually like, they don't want to know that the deal comes off the rails because of something bad that happened in the house, I don't know, 70 or 80 years ago. There are other consumer advocates who say, yeah, as much about a home should be disclosed as possible, even if, for instance, there was a violent homicide or a suicide in that home. And then there are people that believe in the supernatural, believe that, there is a haunting that happens if something like that happened. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join in the discussion on that. We're going to take a quick break. Rush Limbaugh's daily update is coming up. Then we'll have more feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. You're listening to WSAU Feedback. I'm Chris Conley. We're talking about the trend in real estate, a disclosure trend. Should you have to be told if something awful happened in the house that you're about to buy? By the way, I had a family member from my ex-wife's side of the family, a little bit nutty, who claimed that something happened in the basement of the home that we bought, that she could just sense it. Now, the home that we bought dates back to the 1920s, and by the way, I spent more time in the basement than anyone else there when I was living in that house. I was building my model trains down there, hours and hours on end in the basement, found nothing unusual about our basement whatsoever. But, I mean, then again, I'm a skeptic. I'm probably not in tune with these things. 715-845-2155. Hi, you're on feedback. Go ahead.
Well, I just listened to your discussion on the real estate trend. And first, thanks for taking my call. The reason that you're seeing this go into place and it's becoming, you know, countrywide now and not just by state is because many people in a lot of different religions and a lot of different folks believe in ghosts and, like you said, the supernatural, things like that. And
the supernatural has become a big industry, no right. Doubt about that.
But it's more of a, it's twofold. First, they're trying to keep real estate agents from not, I don't want to say fabricating, but they don't want them to cover things up, obviously. And but at the same time, they want people who are making payments for 30 years, you know, sometimes $1,000, $1,500 a month for 30 years and a commitment to pay taxes, to at least have the right to know if someone blew their head off in the room that you're going to sleep in.
All right, but wait a minute. But why? I mean, look, if the real estate agent knows that the main support beam of the house that I'm going to buy is rotting and is going to collapse, yeah, they have a right to disclose that. In fact, I think they have to disclose that. I mean, I have a right to know if the house, like you said, I'm going to pay a 30-year mortgage. It's going to be the biggest investment that I will make in my life, probably. I should know if there's something structurally wrong with the house, if the roof's about to cave in, if the pipes are about to burst. But something awful happening in a house, that doesn't affect the integrity or the physical well-being of the house, unless you're someone who believes in superstition. And I'm kind of hesitant about whether we should put superstition into the law or into our real estate code. Thank you for calling. Let's take a couple of other calls. 715-845-2155. Hi, caller. You're on feedback. Go ahead.
Good morning. As far as should this be disclosed, I kind of think it should be. I mean, let's take an example where I live.
Do you believe in ghosts, sir?
No. No, but I believe in becoming a focal point for your neighbors. I mean, I live over in Lublin. I think you could almost promote your station as being the number one talk show in Lublin at
Woo-hoo!
This point. But let's just say the house we lived in near had a horrific event like that occur. Well, this is a small village of roughly about 100 people. And, of course, if something like that happened in a small area like this, that's going to be passed on from generation to generation to generation. And, of course, that's going to attract people that are going to, you know, look around, want to gawk, ask about it, that sort of thing. It'll bring the sort of attention that if you wanted to be just a private homeowner to entertain guests or bring people over, that that I think you may not want.
Okay, I get that. That you wouldn't want your neighbors to tell you. You'd rather your realtor or the seller of the house tell you. Thank you for calling. I have another twist on this. I mean, before my family moved to the suburbs, I've said before on air, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And when I was a kid, I mean, when I was first born, the house that my family brought me home to was an apartment in Brooklyn. And this was not a huge apartment building by city standards, but there were probably 20 rental units in this 5 or 6 story apartment building on the corner of a residential neighborhood in Brooklyn. Now, in New York, you can certainly find other apartment buildings that are much, much larger than that. But in a building with 20 apartments, and I would think that our apartment building was kind of old, it probably dated back to the 1920s, the inside of the building over the years you could tell had been renovated and changed. The apartments that used to be designed for very big families had been changed into some smaller apartments. Some were kept as big apartments. But the odds of a building that's 100 years old, that's had 20 different families living under the same roof, I'm sure the odds favor that something did happen like that in one of those buildings. That we, in fact, might have been living in the homicide apartment and just may not have known it. Or maybe the homicide apartment was part of our apartment but is now a smaller apartment that's really next door. It's the kind of thing that if you don't know about, maybe it doesn't bother you at all. Anyway, as we always do, there's more time, not enough time, and there's more topic. We are just about out of time on this edition of WSAU Feedback. Our center stage feature is coming up next. Seth Mila is going to be back on Monday. I'm Chris Conley. Very nice speaking to you. Always fun to guest host on WSAU Feedback. After center stage, the Jerry Bader Show at 9, Rush Limbaugh at 11. Brewers baseball tonight against the Dodgers, 6:35. And would you believe, first Packers preseason game Saturday here on WSAU, your news talk and Packers station.